Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Boko Haram releases video it claims shows kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls, and pro-Russian separatists claim eastern Ukraine's Donetsk is now its own republic. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Boko Haram militants have now produced video purporting to be hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped last month and now, they say, converted to Muslim. Meanwhile, tensions are high in Nigeria 4 weeks after the girls' abduction by the militants as security forces break up protests demanding the rescue of the girls. Authorities say they fear more protests in the more volatile parts of Nigeria will spark sectarian violence. Heather Murdoch reports for VOA from Abuja.
This is a protest in the Nigerian capital Sunday.
Bring back our girls now and alive!
That quickly turned into this. Before the police dispersed the protesters and the rally ended. The mid-April kidnapping sparked protests in Nigeria and around the world. The United States, the United Kingdom, France, Canada, China, and Israel have agreed to provide material support for the rescue effort, a task U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says will be a huge challenge. In a video distributed to journalists last week, the man who claims to lead Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, says his group is holding the girls as slaves to be sold as wives. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
Thailand's anti-government protesters have left their encampment in a Bangkok park and moved to a new location near the traditional office of the prime minister. The protesters, who peacefully made their way through the city today, are calling for the current caretaker government to be dissolved and replaced by a non-elected council to rule the country while political reforms are carried out. That has been rejected by the interim prime minister, Niwa Thamrong Bumsang Paisan, who is working out of an office in the suburbs of Bangkok.
I can't guarantee that will be successful, but I have high hope, some strong confidence that election should be completed the way we learned that once already, last February. Now, from that experience, I think we have several talks with the EC, already on how to do that. And then from that experience, I think we can manage.
This is the caretaker prime minister's first news conference. He told reporters the government is open to dialogue, but the outcome must be constitutional and democratic. Pro-Russian separatists have declared Ukraine's Donetsk region an independent state and asked Moscow to consider its absorption into the Russian Federation. The Russian state news agency RIA Novosti quoted a separatist leader saying today, based on the results of yesterday's referendum, the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic is now a sovereign state. Organizers of this weekend's referendums in Donetsk and Luhansk say about 90% of those voting backed their call for independent political leaders, but joining Russia was not on the ballot as a choice, and the results are impossible to verify. The separatist leaders also say they are forming their own army, and the irregular forces will join in across the region. Jamie Detmer has more for VOA from Donetsk.
The townsfolk at the small mining town of Krasnomysk had other things on their minds last night when 70 kilometers to their south, separatist leaders in Donetsk came out with a surprisingly early announcement of a landslide majority in favor of seceding from Ukraine. They had just been visited by irregulars who they claim were from the Dnipro Battalion, a pro-unity self-defense force raised in a nearby city by an oligarch offering bounty money for any separatist leader killed. Sergei, a local builder, says he rushed to the town hall where voting had been taking place and saw one person on the ground shot dead. Analysts say they fear the government is likely to rely on irregulars more and the fighting could spread beyond the regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, that both the stage appears to be set for more fighting. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Donetsk.
A suspected U.S. drone strike in Yemen has killed six al-Qaeda militants. Officials say Yemen, in the airstrike Monday, targeted a car of militants in Marib province, east of the capital of Sana'a. The drone strike rumored to have been by the United States. Authorities have recovered the bodies of 20 more of the 40 people still missing after a boat carrying African migrants capsized off the Libyan coast last week. Libyan naval officials say 36 people were known dead last week. Another 52 of various nationalities rescued. Dozens more were still missing. The survivors say the boat had about 150 people on board. I'm Marty Johnson, VOA News, Washington.
Good evening, it's 18 hours UTC, and welcome. Welcome to Africa News Tonight from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. I'm Yehi Iswuhib in Washington. Coming up this hour on Africa News Tonight...
We are telling people to understand that the crisis in Nigeria, the crisis in Northeast, is not being perpetrated by the poor man,
yes,
but it's being perpetrated by the politicians.
In Kaduna, Nigeria, that was protest organizer Ibrahim Walla. Details coming up. Also in the news, the leader of Boko Haram says the girls they kidnapped last month will not be released until its imprisoned fighters are freed in Nigeria. And a new report indicates illicit arms trading has fueled the current conflict in South Sudan. We'll have these stories, plus the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. So stay with us. There's lots more ahead on Africa News.